These are the Bra Ministry announcements for May 5th, 2019. Happy Cinco de Mayo! Yeah. Everybody thinks that's the Mexican Independence Day, but it is not. It's just a day that people in Mexico like getting drunk. Mexican Independence Day is in September the 15th. Zachary's birthday, whatever your name is. I don't remember what
you got it right.
Yeah. All right, here we go. So mark your calendars. This week shouldn't be in there. I should have deleted that. But we have the non-resident congregation homecoming April 26th to 28th. And I just want to thank Pastor John Farley and his son Jack. How was Pastor Farley's teaching? Yeah, it was pretty good. He's kind of good at that. He's got a lot of potential. I'd like to thank John and Monica Miller, Kara Leonard, Harold and Cindy Christensen, Jason Knack and Mona for coming out. We really appreciate having you guys here. Did I forget anybody? Because I always forget people when I start making lists.
Kathy from Casa Grande.
Oh, yeah, and Kathy from Casa Grande. Yeah, Kathy. So thanks for coming down, Kathy. To the resident congregation members who are here, especially Deacons Denny Goodall and Larry Collins, let's give them a hand. Okay, let me put that another way. Give them a little hand with enthusiasm. Holy smoke. So, you know, when we do these homecomings, we are doing 3 weeks of work in 3 days. And so that puts quite a strain on all of us. And so the deacons are the people who are behind the scenes who are making things run. And I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, that I really appreciate you guys for all the things that you did to make that homecoming a homecoming, to make people feel at home. And there were comment after comment after comment about your hospitality. So thank you very much. Yeah, I'm not finished. I didn't put Denise's name in here, which is what I mean about if you make a list, you start forgetting things. But I sure didn't forget your contribution or yours, Pat. Thank you. Denise, there aren't any words for your contribution, so thank you very much. The food, amazing. The cake, amazing. Well, the cake, wait, you bought the cake this time, you know. Oh, you didn't bring that little bundt cake?
No.
Who brought that?
Norbert.
Oh, was that Norbert? Well, thanks to Norbert for that cake. It was really good. It's just we prefer the German chocolate cake and the lemon cake and the Oreo cake. Just for future reference. But no, I'm messing around. Denise, thank you so much for all the coordination you do and all of the instigation of things that are going on here at Bra Ministries. We really appreciate it. To all the monetary, yeah. Oh, you get a little enthusiasm with that, right? Because they want some cake. That's what it is. They want some more cake. And to all the monetary contributions from both the resident and non-resident congregation, but specifically for the resident congregation, the contributions monetarily that were designed to make our non-resident congregation members feel at home. So that weekend was great. I was absolutely exhausted. Now, let me put that in perspective. Now, maybe it's just that I'm getting old. But to put it in perspective, you know, we used to do conferences when I was associated with Pastor McLaughlin's ministry, and it was very much the same thing, although more lessons and over a three-day period. And man, I was exhausted. So this one was really, it was hard, but very much worth it. So we really appreciate everybody coming to that and look forward to next year. Next week I'll have the dates for next year, and you can start saving up your ducats right now. Those of you non-resident congregations who didn't come, and I'm not members who didn't come, and I'm not going to call your name out, Tim Mulligan, who could have driven down a couple of, 2 hours from Payson or wherever he is up in northern Arizona. Justin Coker, you guys got to get here for this, man. This is just killer. So we'd love to see you. Mark your calendars, elders meeting next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Mark your calendars, the Lord's Supper celebration is next week as part of our lesson. We're going to visit the vets again on June 23rd, 2019, and thanks to all of the people who visited the vets. We had more Barah Ministries congregation members than vets this time, and which was wild. And that's what happens when the summer starts to come and people start wandering outdoors and going out with their families. But we gave them some Barah Ministries hats. So believe me, there'll be about 90 people there next time, and they'll all want hats. So next, brochures and cards and books. So, Slim, can you grab me one of those brochures in the back real quick and bring it up? So we made some brochures and business cards. Business cards right up here. Minnie Mouse, come here. Hand me these business cards right here, girlfriend. Come on. Oh, that's all right. Slim can get them. She's on her way. Grab those business cards, too. All right. Thank you. So we have these Barah Ministries business cards, and we have trifold brochures. Now, let me tell you what's going to drive me crazy if they're sitting back there in the back, because I get roasted for, you know, when are you going to get these done? When are you going to get these done? And if they're sitting back there in the back, somebody's going to be hanging an effigy over the balcony over here, like in two or three of you as a cautionary tale. These were designed to put them in people's hands. And it is not hard to put them in people's hands. It looks just like this. You hand it to them. All right? So get 100 of them and hand it to people. And this is the way that things begin, conversations. This is my church, and we're more than a church. We're a family, and we invite you to come and join us. And here's the brochure that will tell you a little bit about us and about the problem, the solution, and the invitation. So, and we'll have more of these coming up. So please don't let me see them back there. Lie to me. If you're not going to use them, lie to me. Hide them or something. Same with the Bibles back there. There are Bibles back there. There are New Testaments back there. There are June CDs back there. You know, we've got 500 of June CDs. Hand them out. From all indications, the woman can sing. There are a lot of people who like hearing music, especially Christian music. So by all means, take advantage of the resources that we're providing. June is not here this week. I don't know where she is. She's probably off trying out for The Voice or something like that. But wherever she is, we miss you, June. And just for one reason, we're not going to have anybody yawning during the service. We're not going to have anybody barking when Deacon Denny comes up. And we're not going to have anybody laughing at my amazing jokes. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Pat. And we'll be praying at after the service, so please join us in the back for the power of prayer. And those are the Barah Ministry announcements for May 5th, 2019.